You know what? Maybe you could help me out, if you don't mind me asking. What do you need? You guys going on duty or going off? We're coming on. We got the night shift ahead of us. Mind if I sit down? The cop called Hoag scooted over, all swishing vinyl and creaking leather. Reacher perched on the part of the bench he had vacated. It was warm. He said, I knew this other guy, name of McNally. Another second armored guy, as a matter of fact. Turns out he has a friend of a friend who has an aunt in this county. She's a farmer. Her daughter disappeared 25 years ago. 8 years old, never seen again. The woman never really got over it. Your department handled it with the FBI as the icing on the cake. McNally's friend of a friend thinks the FBI screwed up, so McNally hired me to review the paperwork. 25 years ago? Hoag said. Before my time. Right, Reacher said. I guess we were both in basic back then. And the kid was never seen again? That means it's an open case. Cold, but open. Which means the paperwork should still exist, and someone should remember it. That's exactly what McNally was hoping. And he's looking to screw the FBI, not us? The story is, you guys did a fine job. And what did the FBI do wrong? They didn't find the kid. What good will all this do? I don't know, Reacher said. You tell me. You know how it is with people. It might put some minds at rest, I guess. Okay, Hoag said. I'll put the word out at the station house. Someone will get you in first thing tomorrow morning. Any chance of doing something tonight? If I could get this done by midnight, it would cut McNally's bill by one day. He doesn't have much money. You turning down a bigger paycheck? One veteran to another. You know how it is. Plus, I got business elsewhere. I need to get to Virginia as soon as I can. Hoag checked his watch. 4:20. He said, all that old stuff is in the basement under the county clerk's office. You can't be in there after 5:00. Any way of getting it out? Oh, man, that's asking a lot. I don't need court exhibits. I don't want the physical evidence, assuming there is any. I just want the paperwork. I could get my ass kicked real bad. I just want to read it. Where's the harm in that, in and out, in one night? Who's even going to know? There's probably a lot of it. Boxes and boxes. I'll help with the grunt work. McNally was second armored? Same as Tony? Reacher nodded. But second squadron, not third. Not quite in Tony's class. Where are you staying? The Marriott. Where else? There was a long pause. The younger cop looked on. Hoag was well aware of his scrutiny. Reacher watched the dynamic unfold. Hoag cycled through proper civil caution to a kind of nostalgic, old-school, can-do, soldier-to-soldier recklessness. He looked at Reacher and said, okay, I know a guy. We'll get this done. But it's better that you're not there, so go wait for us, we'll deliver. So Reacher drove back to the Courtyard Marriott and put the Cadillac way in the rear, behind the building itself, where it couldn't be seen from the front. Safer that way, in case Seth Duncan couldn't be stopped from getting on the horn and spreading the word. Then he walked back and waited at the lobby desk for the clerk to finish on the phone. He seemed to be taking a couple of bookings from someone. When he was done, Reacher bought a night in a ground-floor room, which turned out to be way in the back of the H, very quiet and very adequate, very clean and very well-equipped, all green and tan colors and brass accents and pale wood. Then 40 minutes later, Hoag and his partner showed up in a borrowed canine van loaded with 11 cardboard cartons of files. 5 minutes after that, all 11 cartons were in Reacher's room. And 5 minutes after that, but 60 miles to the north, the doctor, left the motel lounge. He had talked with Vincent a bit, just shooting the shit, but mostly he had drunk 3 triples of Jim Beam, 9 measures of bourbon, in a little more than an hour, and it was cloudy and going dark, which meant that his glance up and down the road didn't reveal what it would have if the sun had been brighter. He climbed into the pickup truck and started the motor and backed out from his place of concealment. He swung the wheel and crossed the lot and turned right on the 2-lane. Chapter 28. The 6 remaining Cornhuskers had split up and were operating solo. 2 were parked north on the 2-lane. 2 were parked south. 1 was out cruising the tangle of lanes to the southeast, and the 6th was out cruising the tangle of lanes to the southwest. The doctor ran into the 2 to the north. Almost literally. His plan was to dump the truck as soon as he found some neutral no-man's land and then walk home cross-country. He was getting his bearings and looking around as he drove, staring left and right, the bourbon making him slow and numb. His gaze came back to the traffic lane, and he saw he was about 1 second away from colliding head-on with another truck parked half-on and half-off the shoulder. It was just sitting there, facing the wrong way with its lights off. Eyes to brain to hands, everything buffered by the bourbon fog. A split second of delay, a wrench of the wheel, and suddenly he was heading diagonally for another truck parked on the other shoulder, 30 yards farther on. He stamped on the brake, and all 4 wheels locked up, and he skidded and came to a stop, more or less, sideways. The second truck pulled out and blocked the road ahead of him. The first truck pulled out and blocked the road behind him. In Las Vegas, Mahmani dialed his phone. His main guy answered, 8 blocks away in Safir's office. Mahmani said, "Change of plan. You 2 are going to Nebraska. Right now. Use the company plane. The pilot will have the details." His guy said, "Okay." Mahmani said, "It's a 2-part mission. First, find the stranger everybody is talking about and take him out. Second, get close to the Duncans. Build up some trust. Then, take out Safir's guys, and Rossi's too, so that from this point onward, we're bypassing 2 links in the chain. In the future, we can deal direct. Much more profit that way. Much more control, too." His guy said, "Okay,